CliffCentral.com.
Well, good morning. It is a Monday morning. Oh my God, my voice is terrible. It was a long weekend. Sure.
What did you get up to on the weekend?
This is not something we can discuss on air. We'll take.
I think you need some coffee.
Probably. So, good morning again, and welcome to another episode of Talking Tech with a Techie Guy. My name is Leron Segev, and I am the Techie Guy. Ta-da! I still think we should have a jingle. And today I've got Tanya Kowalski in studio. How's it sound?
Hi. I'm obviously sounding better than you, probably really? Looking better than you, and well, I've had a bit though. More caffeine than you.
All
but
the
you could do a jingle with your voice, your huskiness. It can just be a... Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure it's something we want to advocate. You know what I'm saying?
And then it becomes very listenable.
Okay. Well, let's do that. So we've got a feel-good show today. That's quite nice. You know, there's all this negativity all around the world about blah, blah, bad, bad.
Especially on a Monday.
Oh, geez, you know?
Everyone's lamenting the traffic, being back at work.
Oh, I love those tweets
the cricket,
in the morning.
Yeah, it's. I could write the script for Monday morning Twitter.
It just you're shaking shame. Me. Oh, look at these people overtaking on the wrong side of the road. And then my best is feel good for today. For today, yesterday is not tomorrow. Like, what?
And then, of course, the Dr. Seuss mantra.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, oh, the places you'll go or your mountain is waiting, get on your way.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm glad we've chosen this subject for today, it being a Blue Monday, and just to,
Let's spice it up. Let's start the week properly. And I think let's start with a first story that we've seen over this recently, I suppose. Have you heard about this manhunt that's been happening for this particular guy using Twitter to find him? So I first saw the story and I thought, hold on a second, what has this guy done? Why are these 10,000 women after him? This must be horrible. Turns out that I should be less skeptic, and it actually turns out like quite a seriously nice story. So the background to the story is that this guy, rather big guy, overweight, dancing at a club, you know, really having a good time.
And in South Africa, this is
abroad.
Okay.
You know, just doing his thing, not worrying anyone, not picking on anyone. And then some chop, because I've got other choice words, but I mean, some guy snaps a picture of him dancing, laughing his head off, posted it. And then obviously when he saw that they were laughing at him, he stopped dancing. And he's got the second picture of him look quite embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay. And I think you need to maybe mention that he is quite chunky.
Yeah, big guy.
He's a big guy. Not a built guy, but he's...
Yeah, I guess he's overweight. Yeah. But, you know, he doesn't care. He's having a good time at the club. And power to you. And these guys basically bullied him. I don't think he's another choice
no,
of
no
words.
Term.
Into basically being embarrassed for having a good time and doing his thing on the dance floor.
So basically they're saying, you're chunky.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And the comment was, check the specimen, look what he's doing, ha, ha, ha.
Cool. And there's so many stories of larger people being bullied for wearing prom dresses that didn't like match up to other people's standards or...
Absolutely.
Horrible.
So we've got that. So that's how the story started. And I thought, okay, well, this is just not going to end well. You know, everyone's going to jump on this bandwagon and, you know, there's going to be a weight limit coming into clubs. I don't know.
Yeah.
But fortunately, it didn't go that route. What happened was somebody reached out to him and they basically said, does anybody know this guy? We need to find him. Because what they want to do is they want to throw him this massive dance party where thousands of women all want to dance with him. And they basically just need to track him down, which I thought was absolutely incredible.
And the hashtag was Finding Dancing Man. Or Find Dancing Man.
Find Dance Man. And this thing went viral. So she's put this picture up and she says, does anybody know this guy? And, you know, 6 degrees of separation, everybody knows everybody. And eventually they did. They managed to track this guy down. She made contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they've arranged for him to fly to, I think, Los Angeles it was. And they're going to throw this massive party in his honor because nobody should be embarrassed, you know, doing your thing on the dance floor. The story gets a lot better because everybody's jumped in on this bandwagon as well. And these places are starting to sponsor the party event. Los Angeles is even sponsoring all his flights and accommodation. He's got some spending money. It's not going to cost him a single cent. And they've even raised, there's a website where you can kind of crowdfund and you can raise some money. So they've even raised a whole bunch of cash for him. And this thing is just happening. And it's under the hashtag Find Dancing Man. This is happening pretty soon. They haven't given the dates yet. But companies are getting in on it. Pharrell Williams even wants to DJ it for free because he's keen to get in on the action.
That's an awesome tweet.
Did you see that?
And Yoni's also saying, never be ashamed of yourself. You're both truly hashtag other. That's beautiful.
It's great. I mean, and people are really not doing this just for the publicity. You can actually feel people are genuinely pissed that how dare these guys mock this man for doing his thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't disturbing anyone. He wasn't picking on anyone. He wasn't drunk and disorderly.
Yeah.
He was just doing his own thing on a dance floor. So.
And I see he's got a Twitter handle now called Dancing Man Found.
Yes.
I see Susan Sarandon tweeted him, Ellie Goulding. That's
brilliant.
Can you imagine every person in the club now kind of hopes to be bullied? To get this attention. This is awesome.
They've done this like almost like a case study of sorts to say, I mean, this is how the power of good, I mean, the power of social media changed something that was so negative into something extremely positive.
Yeah, because let's face it, social media can be quite
brutal.
Brutal, especially when it's anonymous.
People hide behind their Twitter handles and they blatant. I mean, they wouldn't say this to your face, but they will have no problem saying this.
Yeah, and it's easy, and their friends think it's cool, and I love this story. I'm very keen to follow what happens at the party.
So I tweeted the main girl who organized this. And then I sent her an email, so she's going to keep on posting information, and obviously we'll kind of update it as it goes along. I think it's quite
such rad. A great story.
Yeah.
And it's for females only. They're only going to be women there, or do you think?
No, I think they're going to open it up.
Okay,
but I think the original. Actually, we're just going to just read. Maybe you should do it because you've got a better voice than I do. Have you got the invitation there?
Yes. So this is from. Okay, so this is from the Cassandra, who initiated this whole thing. She says, Dancing Man, we don't know much about you, but a photo on the internet suggested that you wanted to dance and were made to feel like you shouldn't be. We want to see you dance freely, and if you would have us, we would love to dance with you. We are prepared to throw you quite the dance party just for you, if you'd have us. To be clear, it's 1,727 of us, and we are all women. If this isn't appealing, we're okay with taking no for an answer, but we'd like you to know the offer stands. May we have this dance, sincerely.
How good is nice? How nice
divine.
Is that?
That's,
I mean, who can say no to that?
No, of course not. And the title of this invitation is Can't Bring Me Down.
There we go. I think this is like one of my best stories.
Yeah, this is a fab story. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens when they
really go big.
When they have the party. And
well, I hope the schmuck who put up the original pictures feels like a complete do it.
Well, you should.
How dare you embarrass someone? I mean, it's just these things are so personal. You know, do your thing, leave everybody else alone. If everyone did that, the world would be a much better place.
What difference does it make? Exactly. What is it to you? Anyway.
I mean, his stupid tweets, but anyway. But
listen to us. We're sounding Monday morning-ish. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Okay, let's
no longer Monday. It's not Tuesday. All right, so that was our first feel-good story. I think it's great. We're going to obviously watch the space and maybe just report back as soon as we hear some more.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And speaking of good, there's something to do with what do you do with your old tablets? I mean, a lot of people who have bought an original iPad and that's, you know, they've now upgraded to the new ones for, you know, obvious reasons, better technology, times have changed since the original has come out. And others bought it, this thing is sitting in a bottom drawer.
Yeah.
But there's something that you can do about it, again, to influence good.
There's something you can do, and I guess it's kind of a win-win. Mm-hmm. So it's win-win for the consumer who takes, or the user, or the iPad owner. You can take your iPad to an iStore and you can get up to 4,000 Rand money back, essentially.
All right.
Okay. So depending on what model you have and the condition that it's in, you can get money back. Okay.
Do you get money back towards
a new iPad? Okay. So there's the first win situation. You get money back. But wait, there's more.
All right. Yes.
For every 10 iPads that get swapped in or traded in, iStore will give one to a disadvantaged school.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So the aim is to set up school iPad labs and actually bring technology to the kids and a new way of learning.
Sure.
And I don't think we need to chat about the benefits of,
no, of course,
iPad education and, you know, in terms of, I don't know, school attendance, confidence, results, performance. and fun and engaging and interactive.
And just having access to that technology at your fingertips.
Exactly, yeah.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, so win when you get money back and trade in on a new iPad, and win for schools who will hopefully get loads of iPads as a result of this. They're calling it a trade-in for good.
Okay, so that's great. So I mean, me, as I bring my iPad in,
yes.
I want to upgrade.
Yeah.
It's in great condition. I already win because I don't pay full price. I already get a discount with a voucher.
Yeah.
So already there's a win right there for you. But every 10th one, somebody else is going to benefit as well.
Yeah.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this technology, the downside of the initial iPad, it was so damn good that it still works today. I mean, I've still got my original. I still watch my movies on it. And it just does exactly like it's supposed to. So it's not like these kids are getting this hand-me-down rubbish that will never work.
Yeah,
they're getting
for sure.
Proper technology.
Proper technology.
Perfect.
And not only that, it's not simply going to be a tablet that is dumped in their school and they're left to their own devices, literally. They're going to be education programs implemented and teachers are going to be trained. So it's not just a kind of a dump the iPad and move on.
Dump the iPad, take a photo and move on.
Move on, yeah. Someone's, and everyone can feel good.
Program.
There's a program. Big facilitation, so and quite a strict implementation as well.
I know that you and Claire did a show about this, I think, when
correct,
I was away.
Correct, yeah. So, that was the good old days. It was such a nice Monday.
Well,
and
it
I'm sure there was just a spike in downloads and listenership. So we chatted to Michelle Lesouce of iSchool Africa, and she took us through iPad learning and iPad integration into schools.
So if you... if you missed that show, you can obviously just get it under the What You Missed section under the cliffcentral.com/talkingtech. And all the previous shows are there. And then Tanya and Claire's show will be there as well. So if you want to get more information about the iPad in schools, all that information is right there at your fingertips.
It should be filed under the best Monday of our lives when you're away.
Wow, someone thinks highly of them.
what date was it? You were in Barcelona. Some date.
Beginning of
early
March.
I think it was the 5th or 6th.
Okay. But we'll put a link in the story anyway, just so that people can hear you and Claire go on.
About how happy
about
we were.
Happy we were that
it
I
was amazing.
Here.
Best day ever.
And
more information on that iPad trade-in program you can find on myistore.co.za, or you can just take your iPad into an iStore and find out more.
Okay. Perfect. Nice one. All right, so let's take a small break. After the break, we are going to speak to someone else who's doing good using technology. This is going to be Ryan Silberman. He's the CEO of Popeye Media, and he's going to be talking to us about Africa Tikkun and something to do with Facebook and liking and being able to do good just with the power of your mouse. So stay in straight after this.
You know what it is. Y'all already know what it is, man. If you don't, you should by now.
When you see me, you know everything.
I put it down.
Taylor Gang.
All right, and we are back in studio, and we've got here Ryan Silberman from CEO of Popeye Media. How's it, Ryan?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for coming on this beautiful Monday. Well, we hope it's beautiful Monday. All right, so you've been quite involved in quite a seriously cool project. Tell us about this.
Okay, so how it all started about 2 years ago, we were approached by a brand, and the question posed to us was, how can we make a real change and solve a problem in South Africa, given a budget of $20 million? So we were like blown away, and we thought, wow, that's a really cool brief.
And a
nice budget.
Are you allowed to mention the brand?
I rather wouldn't.
Okay, no, that's cool. Okay, just checking.
Okay. So I took the brief back to my team, and they went on almost like an immersion. They went to talk to people out in the country, people who didn't have jobs, people on the side of the road. And what came back was that any one problem that we picked, we actually couldn't solve it because they're all interlinked. So, for example, if you wanted to try and solve the problem of unemployment, well, then you had to look at things like education. If you wanted to solve the problem of crime, it would also kind of link back to education. So they were all interlinked. So the campaign that they came up with was one where we would challenge the country by simply doing one little thing, by clicking a button, to be able to actually make change. So that's how the idea came about.
So, I mean, take us through the mechanism. So where that was back then?
Correct. So that was back then. We created a concept video of how the concept would work. And we were then engaged last year by an organization called Africa Tikkun. And when they saw this video, they were like, wow, this is what we're about. And we actually have to do this campaign together. And they wouldn't take no for an answer. Sure. And obviously, it's a pro bono thing. But once I understood what Africa Tikkun were about, it was just a no-brainer, because in them, in that organization, represents a real sustainable model to create change in our country. So their model says that if you want to make change, if you want to create jobs, you have to look at it right from the beginning. So their model is from cradle to career. So along every process, every step that a child takes, they have initiatives that support them on a national basis. So it was a perfect fit. So now to answer your question, what is the campaign about? So the campaign is called Like Change. And what it does is we're appealing to different cross-sections of our country, where all a user has to do is literally click a button called Like Change. So they can go to africatikkun.org or likechange.africatikkun.org. They can click a huge little button there. It's not you can't miss it, Like Change, sign up. And what we've done is we've approached their corporate sponsors.
Africa
Tikkun sponsors, Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've committed funds, which when one clicks on the like button will be unlocked. So for every like, there's 35 Rand, which will get delivered to these kids. So we need 200 likes to change one life forever. So that's sure. what it equates to.
And when did you start the campaign?
So we launched the campaign last week.
Okay.
Cliff Central and Gareth Cliff were a big part of our launch and a great media partner for us. And then each different partner that is involved is bringing their own spin on how they're helping. So, for example, we've got Ad Hope from KFC, who are looking at things from a nutrition perspective. We've got Zurich, who are looking at working with Africa Tikkun to actually create jobs for people who are interested in that particular industry. So every partner is helping in their own way and, of course, committing funds to the project.
Sure. But, I mean, it's nice that it's not just – I mean, from an every person's point of view – it literally is going to take you a couple of seconds to make a difference.
Correct. So it's kind of like armchair activism, and sure. that was really the point. So how can we really galvanize the country, you know, for the first time in a long time around a cause that everyone is happy to do? So we all, you know, in South Africa, we all complain about everything, the crime, the electricity, the water. I didn't have water for the last 2 days. And, you know, it's enough complaining. So we all want to see positive change. And this is one mechanism that allows us to bring the country together.
And is there a catch? So just like it. What happens after that?
So there's no catch. Okay. We actually linked it not to just the Facebook like button. Mm. So it's a little app that sits on their website where you click like. And what it does, it authenticates you. So you can't like it multiple times, right? Okay. So that was the first catch. And then we want your details. So we want to inform you how the funds are being dispersed, how these kids are, you know, are moving on through life. And at the end of the process, there are also other ways to get involved. So you can simply send an SMS to be able to donate, or you can commit funds. And the way we've done that is how many likes do you want to buy, for example. Right. And it's in increments of 35, and from 35 Rand, you can commit funds. But not only that, if you've got any skills, you can get involved with the organization. They're a national organization, and you can help that way.
So that's brilliant. So you can be an armchair activist,
yes.
and you can actually go out and do something more active.
Correct.
Okay.
That's it.
But and what is nice, you know, a lot of people don't like giving just money. So a lot of these kind of campaigns that have happened in the past was, you know, to get to step two, you got to put in your credit card details here.
Yes.
And people are very skeptical. Correct. What do you do with that money? Who's going to manage it? Who's going to run with it? But this sounds very, very different. It sounds like there's a lot of initiatives all being, you know, from cradle to career.
Yes.
You know, for these kids.
Right.
And it's not just run by kind of, it's not one thing. It's
Correct.
Multiple things by multiple organizations.
Correct. So Africa Tikkun and the model, and you know, I'm not very qualified to talk about them, but from what I understand is they have 6 centers nationally, and they don't act, you know, kids go to school, think about it, you know, us sitting around the table here, very fortunate. You know, we went home, we had parents who cared for us to do our homework with us, to provide nutrition, love. If we fell off the horse, they would put us back on. And that's where we learned the values in life that have, you know, made us into productive citizens. So that's the model that Africa Tikkun employs, in that they work with other organizations to be able to create productive citizens and jobs at the end of the day.
No, I mean, the YouTube video clips that you've produced actually just really brings it home. And then we'll tweet those links as well, so
fantastic.
People can check those out. But it's exactly that. It's this poor child who's standing outside of a restaurant while everyone's eating, and it's saying, you know, good nutrition is good for your brain, and he's got nothing.
Correct.
You go home to sleep, he's sleeping in a box outside. It just kind of really brings it home of the real kind of issues that we have.
Correct.
So it's no wonder we're in a state that we're at if people are growing up in that way.
That's it. And I think we've got a song. So we've got Loyiso, who's created a song around this. Will be launched probably in the next couple of days. So every kind of partner who's engaged with us is bringing their ability and skills to create exposure for something that the whole country wants.
Sure. And then the initiative itself, it was launched in Johannesburg, but it's a national.
Correct. It's a national campaign. In fact, we've actually got some people overseas who have tried to like it, and we locked them out because you had to have a South African number. So we changed that because, it's really for anyone who wants to see a positive change in South Africa.
See, but I mean, that's great because, you know, you never hear the upside for a weak rand, okay?
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that our rand is so crap compared to basically everything, you know, why not get the overseas guys to get involved?
Sure.
Especially there's a lot of expats who've gone, you know, still got ties to South Africa, but this is a great way of getting them back in the game. Let them use some of their US dollars or euros.
Correct, and most definitely. And I think some of the partners with Africa Tikkun are actually based outside. So okay,
so they understand yes. that as a model. But so when we say like, it's like the Facebook like. But,
yes.
This doesn't necessarily live on Facebook itself.
It does. So obviously the brand, the organization does have a Facebook page, and people are welcome to go and like that. But we actually got, you'll see there, if you go to likechange.africatikkun.org, you'll see a thermometer, which gives you live feedback into how much has this program been funded. And how many lives have we actually changed to date? So that's where the activity is happening.
But I think what is nice is that you do keep informed of what's going on throughout the process. So
most
as you
definitely.
Said, even afterwards, you'll get a mail saying, just a heads up, your funds were used to do this.
Correct. And you'll see some of the content that will be coming out are all of these initiatives that are happening actually at the centers themselves, which will be posted out to social media. So you guys will be able to see exactly what work is being done.
And how long are you running this for? Do you have a goal? Are you running it for a certain amount of months or until you reach a goal? And what is the goal?
So we're looking at it as a 3-year plan. We think it's got the legs of 3 years. We've set a target of 1 million likes to change 5,000 lives. And obviously, you know, we're not buying likes.
Mm.
So one could go onto Facebook and say, I want to increase the likes of my page and pay 5 rand a like. That's not what we're doing. So it's more about the exposure of the campaign and people really getting involved. So that's what we're about.
So it's down to the individuals at the end
of the
day.
That's it. Yeah.
And is there a way that we can share with our friends and networks about the initiative? Is there a social sharing button somewhere?
Most definitely.
Okay.
So at the end of the process, there's a Twitter button where you can tweet out a pre-scripted message and you can change it. There's Facebook buttons. There's the YouTube videos. There's the hashtag like change. So any number of these mechanisms will help. So even if it's just getting the exposure out there and telling people about it, that's awesome. That's making a difference.
But, I mean, there's no reason not to. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you literally keep your credit wallet away. If you don't want
yeah.
to keep your phone away, you're literally just going in, putting in a couple of details, and just by
and by the way, you don't. That's optional, so you don't have to put in your details if you don't want to.
As well.
Oh,
yeah.
So money will be donated regardless of whether we put our details in.
Correct.
Wow.
So the only thing we would like you to do is just to authenticate yourself with Facebook, because then we can track that you're not clicking on like 100 times. But even that, there's a manual process for those people who aren't on Facebook. Okay. So, but there you would have to give your details. So, as simple as possible.
Sure.
You don't have to give any credentials if you don't want to, but why not be part of the movement?
Absolutely. And why try to jipper the system? You're just trying to help other people.
Correct.
And we get so many of these especially towards kind of holidays, so Easter, Christmas, all of those kind of, the various religions' holidays, people feel like they want to do something. But then that feeling passes.
Correct.
This is an easy way to literally just go into a webpage, click a button, and you have done something.
That's it.
And not a small thing. It's quite a thing.
Correct.
The fact that you can only do it once also makes a big difference.
Yes.
It means that you've done your bit. You can be happy that you've done it, but now go tell everybody else about
it.
If everybody shares it with their circle of friends, your target of 1 million should be doable.
Yeah, we think so.
should be good. All right. So to keep our eye on it, is it just on the website itself? You said there's a hashtag called Like Change.
Correct. So if you visit africatikun.org, so it's africatikun.org. There's a big banner there that'll take you through to the campaign.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Very, very cool. So everybody, get onto your mouse, pause this podcast, open up a new window, and just do it right about now.
And tell your friends and followers.
And everybody.
At the same time,
why wouldn't you do it?
Absolutely.
That's the part I just never understood.
And it's more than just raising awareness, like some of the selfies do, to raise awareness.
Yeah.
This is raising awareness, but you're doing something.
You're actually doing something.
Without doing much.
No, we've had other campaigns in the past where I think KFC did one as well, where we can just click for, click their site, if you remember. And I was blown away that people just wouldn't. It's just 5 seconds out of your life to actually make a real change.
Yeah.
And just people just so complacent in their own little world, people just don't do.
Yeah.
All right, so get off your ass, open up a new tab, and just do it now. So it's Africa Tikkun, so it's AFRIKATIKKUN.org, and then click on the banner, which will take you to this thermometer, and click on Like Change. Ryan, thanks for popping in.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
CliffCentral.com. Like we always do at this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. CliffCentral.com.
And we are back after that. So that was quite cool with Like Change. I mean, for like 30 seconds of your life, you actually can make a difference.
Absolutely, and there's no strings attached. There's no commitment. You can feel good.
I hope people do. I mean, we're so complacent in South Africa. You just don't do anything.
I also think we're mistrusting.
It's like,
are they going to debit money off my account, of which they don't have the details or are they going to spam me for life? I think there's always this apprehension.
But I mean, the organizations are legit. They've been around for 20 years. This is not a fly-by-night. Someone has come up with this idea. They don't want your credit card details. They don't want any details, in fact, if you don't want to give it to them. The only reason they're authenticating you with Facebook is to make sure that you don't go and click like 300 times.
Yeah.
You can only do it once. That's the only reason they're authenticating you. Otherwise, they want nothing from you. Just a couple of seconds out of your life and your mouse clicks.
Yeah, exactly.
I really think it's got a fabulous thing. People should really get behind this. It's not like it's hard work. It's not like running the Comrades, for example. Speaking of the Comrades, there's lots of initiatives which people do, and I know that you're one of them. Again, using your experience to do good. Tell us about that.
So I mean, I'm running Comrades again this year. Let's hope I finish last year. I mean, this year, because remember last year, I think I came into studio like 3 days later, limping and sad because I hadn't finished. And most years I try and raise money as I run. So my chosen charity is Starfish, which helps thousands of kids affected by HIV/AIDS and orphaned, but, their parents have been orphaned. So what I ask is for other people to donate per kilometer or donate once off. And I'm using tech to drive the campaign.
And how does that work?
So basically I've set up a free page on Give and Gain. So anyone who does anything, who wants to raise money for something, they can just set up a page. So I've set up a free page. It says what my target is. I'm trying to raise 5,000 Rand. And if you donate, you click a button and you can donate. There's no complicated signing ups or giving 300 passwords and your mother's maiden name and your first dog's name. It's pretty easy, very, very safe transaction. And so far in a day, I've raised 2,000 Rand. So I've got 3,000 Rand to go. I'm also driving it through social media and there's share buttons as well. And people who've donated, they can also choose to share. So yeah, just an easy way of giving back through tech without having to do much. Obviously people have to give and I'm not undermining that. So giving money is something, but from my side, it's pretty easy. And
you're running anyway.
Yeah, I'm running anyway, so I might as well do something good useful with it rather than, you know.
And then, just to be clear, nobody's giving you credit card details. Nobody's giving you their bank account details.
No, absolutely nothing.
And you've got nothing to do with that process at all.
Nothing. And every cent goes to Starfish. So it's not like I'm using the money to buy a pair of Nike Air Maxes. Or a new, the Fitbit Surge, which I've got my eye on. It really all goes to them. Okay. So
it's just, again, it's piggybacking on something that you're already doing. And whilst you're suffering out on the little run. Is it up run or down run this year?
It's an up run.
Easy. Whilst you're kind of jogging along merrily, snapping pictures and tweeting, at least there's another side to it as well, which you know that for every step you do, it's one step closer for these guys to raise more money.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, it's like whether I finish or not, money will still go to the kids. So
exactly.
It's not conditional, which is a really good thing. So, Leroy, I'm waiting for you to donate at some point.
What is the URL?
It is, so if you go to www.giveandgain, so giveandgain, GIVENGAIN.com. And if you can search for my name as an activist, okay. They call fundraisers activists, or you can search for Starfish Charity. And you'll find my page, and you just click donate now.
Could you see the list of people that have donated?
Yes.
Ooh.
And you can get an email notification as well. And you've got the choice of sending them a thank you letter, which I kind of like. They don't ask for anything back, but I think recognition is appreciated. And also shows that the money hasn't gone to some weird Nike Air Max for Tanya fund. It's gone to Starfish, and it's all legit.
Very, very cool.
Okay, so I'll just sit here waiting patiently for my numbers to go up as a result of you donating.
Oh, as a result of the show, because lots of people are going to be donating.
Yeah.
Because the people who don't run the Comrades should at the very least be able to go into our webpage and put some money towards somebody who is nuts enough to
run. And it's not even me. I mean,
kids. At the end of the day, it is the kids who benefit out of all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's quite cool. Do a lot of people do this? A lot of comrade runners, and
especially the international runners.
Okay.
Remember, let's say there are about 1,000 international runners who do it out of about 11,000-12,000.
Right.
So for them, it's a massive deal. And for people back in their homes, it's a massive deal. So some of them raise in excess of like $50,000 for various comrades charities. Fundraising is a massive thing, especially for the overseas, but locally as well.
Do you see that us South Africans getting into this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's an organization called the Unugwaja Challenge where people wear red socks.
Oh, yes.
Last year I wore red socks to raise money. And I mean, they raised, I'm not sure the figures, but I have a feeling it was close to 1 million, if not more.
Right, nice.
Which is amazing. So, yeah, so there's good that comes of it. Okay. And people, like being a bit altruistic when they do events.
I mean, again, why not?
Yeah.
If you're doing it, anyway, it's not. Yeah. And important to stress that it's exactly that. All that money goes to the charity.
Yeah.
It's not, doesn't pay for your air ticket to Durban, doesn't pay for your accommodation. We're not, this isn't that.
Yeah.
It is just purely for the kids and for your chosen charity this year.
Exactly. So,
okay.
Yeah, tech for good.
Tech for good. And on our final story, because I think we're going to be running out of time shortly, did you see Facebook has got another nostalgic feature that has come back called Honor This Day?
Yes, so I think it follows
I'm not getting this. Tell me about this.
So do you have time hop?
Okay, I've heard of time hop. I haven't used it.
And you must see people's time hops appear on their Twitter and Instagram. So time hop basically draws from your social media accounts this day a year ago, this day 2 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really awesome to see, you know, what your child looked like 4 years ago, what you look like when you're pregnant, what you look like with the ex-boyfriend. So it's kind of a good reminder of the good things and a reminder of the big, the grave mistakes as well. And I think it evokes a lot of feel good and people love sharing and that feeling of nostalgia. So I think Facebook have taken the model of Time Hop, and apparently Time Hop gets 6 million users daily on mobile.
6 million users daily.
Yeah. And I think I'm one of them. Every morning I'll check emails, Twitter, and look at Time Hop to see what I was doing a year ago today or 2 years ago today. It's fascinating. And it's so interesting to see an evolution, like how you've evolved or how you've changed or how something's just always stayed the same.
Well, I mean, I suppose things are – I mean, you've pretty much documented your life now.
Yes,
being on Facebook, being your social media. Everything is pretty much documented from start to finish.
Yeah.
So you can simply snap back a year.
Yeah, and there's an option to not only get your time hops, but also to share them away as well. Okay. So Facebook has something similar. They calling it a nostalgic feature, and it's called On This Day. It shows users their Facebook posts from the current date in past years, like photos from exactly a year ago or status updates from 4 years ago. And that's going to be launched over the next few days, and you can find it www.facebook.com/onthisday. So,
okay. But I just clicked on it. It says, sorry, this feature isn't available. I suppose I should have listened to when you said it's still rolling out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Something to look forward to.
God, typical. You just really. Yeah.
Who listens to the whole sentence? I mean, come on. It's like reading the manual. Nobody does that.
So I think we can have a lot of like, aha, beautiful moments and a lot of like oh
my God.
Crap, how could I have been so mundane or complainy or what a bad picture or look how thin I was.
But it is cool that if you're having like a really like shitty day, and if you go onto this and it said, like, look, a year ago you were busy doing this, you know, things go right as well as go wrong.
Yeah.
Snap out of it because tomorrow is going to be better than today. So, you know, my favorite saying, sentence, it'll be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. So, okay, I quite like that. So,
yeah, I'm very excited about it.
And the nice thing is not yet another app that you can install. It's simply a URL. You just refresh that.
Facebook is obviously going to be clever enough to draw it without.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're integrating it into your feeds anyway.
Correct, yeah.
And sell advertising space on top of that.
Yeah. So I think we can look forward to a lot more people's memories being posted.
Oh, gosh.
So
I'm not sure that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I think if I posted it once, it's enough. I don't need to repost it.
I think it's also a lot of it, I suppose, also personal.
Yeah.
So it's for you. So you can see what you've done.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those people, like serial sharers who... Look, I'm going to the kitchen. Look, I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah,
look, I put the microwave.
It's not really a whole lot interesting to a whole lot of people. Yeah.
All right. That's so bear in mind your audience. keep that on top of your, always be aware. All right, but that's cool. So it's a nice thing. It's facebook.com/onthisday. Obviously one word. Watch the space because it's not available right now. But knowing Facebook, world domination happens quite quickly. So let's check that out. And I think that's all we have time for. So a cool little show all about doing good with technology. I think if you haven't done the like change, seriously, just give yourself 2 seconds and just do that quickly. And then, let's support Tanya on her run. When is the actual run?
It's on the 30th of May. Sunday. Plenty of time.
So much to go. And let's do some good, people. Stop bitching and moaning. Get out and actually do something. So, Tanz, thank you for joining again on the show.
Thank you for having me and wishing everyone a good long weekend, a good Easter weekend.
I think we just had that. Have you got another weekend coming up that you're not aware of? Are you taking more time off? Okay, I see what's happening. All right, somebody's getting another weekend off.
What can I say?
Yeah, exactly that. Tanya, how do you get a hold of you on Twitter?
Twitter, I'm Tanya Kovarsky, TanyaKovarsky.
Okay, and get a hold of me at @liron @SEGEV. That's on Twitter. And otherwise, thank you for tuning in for another Talking Tech with the Techie Guys. CliffCentral.com.